This message is brought to you by The Covenant Nation.
Hallelujah. Can we give Jesus praise here tonight? Thank you, Lord. I want to deeply and sincerely, like Pastor Kwaju said, without any emotions attached, but with truth in my heart, give glory to God for the privilege to be here. Pastor, I've been following WAFBEC. Last year, I followed it. 2 years ago, I followed it. And for God to have orchestrated this the way he did, for me, this is the best way to start 2025. Pastor, I'm so grateful, sir. I mean it from the depth of my heart. There are many, many, many other vessels that could have been here, but you obeyed the voice of God. Pastor Tony, thank you so very much, ma. We deeply love and appreciate the Covenant Nation. To all of the ministers that have gone ahead and those that will be coming after, we've all come to draw. I've been following the sessions and it's been line upon line, precept upon precept. The way Pastor Poju started the meeting, it was a clearance for flight. And so we are truly, truly grateful to all the men of God, all the ministers. We deeply appreciate every one of us. Can we please lift up our hands? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this awesome privilege to be here. We give you praise and we give you glory for all you have already begun to do. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Lord, the little addition you've asked us to be a part of tonight, we ask that it will be a landmark switch in the lives of your people. Holy Spirit, make this a Holy Ghost night. I vow to return all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Covenant Nation, WAFBEC 2025, give the Lord a hand of praise. Please, you may be seated. Praise ye the Lord. Also, it's such a great privilege to be here with my brother, Theophilus Sunday. God bless you richly. My dear wife is also here with us tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Soaring on the wings of faith. And when really praying about this meeting, it took just listening to Pastor Kwaju on night one to know the accuracy of the direction that God asked that we take. In summary, with all that I've heard from the first opening till now, three things can be noted. One, the wings represent faith. Two, the eagle represents you. Three, the wind represents the Holy Ghost. And these three things are needed to soar. No eagle, no soaring. No wings, no flight. No Holy Ghost, no wind. And so I believe that the Lord has called us at WAFBEC 2025 with three directions among others. There must be an attention to the personality of the eagle. Beyond the wings, there is an eagle nature inside the eagle that makes it to dare the storm. Beyond that, the eagle also needs its wings, and that is faith. But what is the point of the eagle, the wings, without the wind? And the wind is the Holy Ghost. Tonight, get ready for a flight because certain things have happened to the person of the eagle. Things have happened to the wings of your eagle nature. Now, I believe that on the third night, there is a wind. Lerusafaya, a wind. A wind that gives us the clearance now to soar. And so the Lord asked that I focus on just one thing for tonight, and that is the priorities of the Spirit. If you like, that is the wind. I said all that to say that we understand that beyond the person of the eagle, beyond the wings of faith, there is a wind needed for a flight. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, that in the later times some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I like how the Classic Amplified puts this. It says, but the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declares that in later times some will turn away from the faith, giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. The faith. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. It said we must earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered. And so in this consideration, there are priorities of the Spirit, if you like, priorities of the wind. There are things that every eagle with the wings must note for the wings to give a lift. Number one priority that the Spirit of God is speaking expressly was where Pastor Kpoju began on night one. And that is true worship. Because true worship is the longing of the Father. The Father is looking for worshipers. When others are looking for Him, He's looking for them. That is number one priority of the Spirit. It is beyond a conference. It is what the Spirit is speaking expressly. That men and women will rise up to embrace the longing of the Father, which is true worship. We must go beyond the transactional nature of the faith to the authentic nature of the faith, and it begins with true worship. In John chapter 4 verse 23 to 24, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. That's why I said it is the priority of the Father. They shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So it goes beyond the outward manifestation to the inward happenings. You know, man looks on the outside, but where does God look? The heart. He's looking for true worshipers who will take a posture from within. Of course, it will show on the outside at some point, but the posture begins from within. You can take this atmosphere from Wafbeck all through the year 2025. And this is where it begins. True worshippers. The Father is looking for them. Searching every corner of the earth. Going through every row. Can I find a true worshipper here? That is one thing God can't do for Himself. So that's why He would always look for anyone who can give Him what is not possible to give Himself. The hour cometh. The Spirit speaketh expressly, and now is. True worshippers. That has been dealt with in a massive way. And so we can leave that for now. Beyond the singing, God is looking for a heart of worship. Number two priority of the Spirit, which is the wind, is intimacy and fellowship. Everyone who is connected in this day and time to the Spirit speaks this language. He's looking for intimacy and fellowship. Beyond attending meetings, he's looking for you. Are you hearing this? He's waiting for you. Beyond the stage, he's searching if there is a stage somewhere that no one can see. The Lord awakened my spirit so massively towards the end of last year to this year. He said, go tell your generation to be comfortable without being known. Everybody is looking for a stage. God is looking for your heart. He said, go tell them it is okay not to be known. It is okay not to be liked. It is okay not to be followed. Paul the apostle said, that I may know him. This thing is not transferred. It is what you walk up on your own. That I may know him and the power. That know there means intimacy. Can I tell you what the Spirit of the Lord says expressly to our generation? Beyond, my God, beyond the activity, he needs intimacy. There are many running around that God has not seen. And he's speaking expressly that it has been a long time only you and him sat together, talked together. If the only time we gather in his presence is to find what next to preach, we have missed the road. The wind can't lift us. We become too heavy for the wind to carry. Intimacy and fellowship. There is a discomfort because of a competition in the day. Of being followed. Of being hallowed. Of being liked. And God is saying, I've not seen some of you in a long time. Everybody knows you, but I don't know you anymore. Intimacy and fellowship. This is what I call a call to dwell in the wilderness. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the koinonia of the Holy Spirit be with you. Intimacy over activity. Intimacy over popularity. Intimacy over celebrity status. If you walk closely with God, there are things you will say that a generation may not agree. Intimacy beyond the shallow nature of meetings with him. A quick 10 minutes in the morning. And then a quick 5 minutes in the evening. In Luke's Gospel chapter 1 verse 80, the Bible says about John that he remained in the wilderness until the day of his showing. He remained in hiding. God is calling a number of us at Wafbeck to go back into hiding. To go back to the place where it is us and him. To go beyond the things we have always known to really know him. That I may know him. I may know him. I may know him. These are the priorities of the Spirit. And this represents the wind. So some are eagles. Some have the wings. But are not in agreement with the wind. I love what Pastor Pudge said night one. You know, even when you see contrary winds, it is the right wind for the eagle. Are you hearing that? It is the right wind for the eagle. The storm is the right wind for the eagle. But you don't get to that place. I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but tomorrow in the second session, what the Lord showed, my God. You know, the eagle, we are told, can live up to 70 years. But at 40, it must make a decision or die. God has brought us here to Wafbeck to make certain decisions that determine our next phase. If the eagle says, I will not go into the wilderness, it dies in the city. If the eagle, when it is time to break the beak and pull out the feathers, says, I just saw fish here, let me try it again, it dies with the fish. Intimacy. Intimacy. That's what we see in our fathers that have gone ahead. And people like the set man over this house. In the day where they were growing up, there was no competition to show. There was no Facebook to like. There was no followership to follow. Oh, okay, who is leading in the... As if we are running a race. The Lord told me, he said, you know why one receives the prize? Because that race is meant for one. Don't you know that they that run in a race run all? Many are running, but it's not their race. And even if it seems like they are leading, they can't be awarded. Intimacy. 2024, the Lord said, and I believe this is instruction for somebody. He said, dwell in the wilderness from now and visit the city. He said, don't live in the city and visit the wilderness. Dwell in the wilderness. That's what Jesus did. Great while before the day, he was praying. Not because there was a meeting. That was his dwelling place. That's where he lived. Number three, priority of the Spirit. Is prayer. Prayer is not a thing to say you don't have a gift for. It's not a thing to say you don't have a mantle for. It is the very breath that we breathe. It is the very necessity of our essence. And so we can call this a partnership with the Spirit. God is still looking for partners. Not partners who will partner with him in money, but partners who will partner with his agenda in the earth. I think it was Pastor Stephanie that I listened to and heard her talk about how the glove goes in the direction of the hand. Oh my God. God is looking for gloves to wear. And those gloves that will fit his hands are formed and manufactured in the place of prayer. The place of prayer. Don't let anyone tell us that prayer doesn't matter. It is the matter of the matter. Because there are certain things you can't see in the world without prayer. Okay, look at, for instance, the eagle, the wings, the wind. Why would you say we are the eagle? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with what? Wings as the eagle. They shall run, they shall not be weary. They shall walk, and they shall not faint. In that one scripture, you see the eagle, you see the wings, and you see the wind. Number four priority of the Spirit is holiness. Holiness. This is a call to purity. Psalm 24. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? There are dimensions you can't ascend without purity. He that has clean hands and what? A pure heart. Clean, pure, clean, pure, clean, pure. And has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Who shall ascend? Who can the wind carry? Sin is weight. You become too heavy to be lifted by the wind when sin is covered up. And so the priority of the Spirit, in no particular order, is that a new breed will arise in the fashion of the old. You didn't hear that. A new breed will new breed will arise in the fashion of the old, because there is no new without the old. What makes it a new breed is not a new curriculum. What makes it a new breed is not, it's not new, it's just that it has, I'm hearing in my spirit that there's going to be a rebirth. Holiness. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, be ye holy for I am holy. Because in the first place, holiness is required for continued intimacy. So it's not just about the hours you spend, it is the changes. Oh my God, as we behold him, as in a glass, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. Quickly, number five priority of the Spirit is obedience. Do you think God will bring you to Wafbeck with all the instructions you have received and not expect prompt action? And who told you the action will be acceptable by everyone? Who told you the action will be explainable to everyone? Who told you that the time frame given for acting is not also there? There are people trying to carry out an instruction that has expired. One of the most drastic instructions I received was during the COVID. And God gave me a year. He said, if you don't do it before 2025, don't bother. Your prayer won't change it. There are things where you are seated that God has spoken to you about. And you are still negotiating. The more time you are spending negotiating, he's already searching for a replacement. Obedience. God is not looking for people who write a lot of notes with no action. Who shout amen without action. They have bold face but lack a bold heart. What if it doesn't work? What if it works? What if people mock? Mockery is temporal. I have seen people change their minds by one who has refused to change what God said. Obedience. That is the fruit of a new heart. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26 to 27. A new heart will I give you. I do believe that tonight the Holy Ghost is working on a number of us, giving us a new heart, a heart that obeys. Genesis 12:1, you find that as God spoke to Abraham, he departed. It is a call for a generation to not only obey, but to become prompt in obedience. I tell you, if your wings have grown. And the nature in you, like I heard Dr. Ogboli talking about, has been enlightened. And the wind is there. Man, nothing can stop the flight. But one of those priorities is a people that will obey and will obey promptly. Number six, we'll go to number seven and we pray. Number six is revelation. Not information. Rema. Revealed, personalized truth. Revelation. I call revelation the light of the spirit. We need to begin to appreciate our thus said the Lord in secret. When the light of the spirit dawns, one verse can set you on a flight. One verse by light. Arise and shine, for your light. Whose light? Our light is okay, but it says your light. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise up. So you see, things are happening on the earth. Things are happening to the people, but something is also happening to a man. Revelation. There are things I've heard at Wafbeck. My God. I'm not waiting for Wafbeck to end. The action has begun. You don't wait for a conference or a meeting to end to begin. It's already late. What did you hear this morning? What did you hear this afternoon? What are you hearing now that you are actioning now? One of the weapons of the enemy is procrastination. Revelation. The light of the spirit. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 19. Who is blind but my servant? So a tongue-speaking man can be blind. A hand-laying man can be blind. A celebrated title-carrying man can be blind. He said, who is blind? Not like the world, but like my servant. Not only my servant, I sent him, but he's blind. Revelation. When this thing becomes personal, when you catch your green light from here without looking for who to stamp it, you catch it from there and it light explodes and you take an action and burn the bridge. Those three Hebrew boys said, the God we serve, the one we know, he's able. But even if he does not choose, and we were taught about that in the last session by Reverend Julian. Even if he does not choose, we will not bow. We are too burnt to burn. You get to the point where something has, you say, he says, his word is like fire in my bones. I'm already burning inside. Which fire on the outside can consume me? I want us to, and I love, I've watched Pastor Podu teach on this many times. We need to return a generation back to the art of meditation. It's not about how many scriptures you don't read today. How many? I don't finish 50. I don't finish 100. Good for you. Which one has consumed you?
Kenneth E. Hagin would teach Mark 11:23 and the whole place. And they will ask him, why are you still teaching this? He said, when you get it, we'll go to something else. So for 70 years, people didn't get it. Light. Finally, number 7 is witnessing. And I call this the core task of the church. When the Lord defined witnessing to me, I knew that what I've been doing for many years is not witnessing. Evangelism is not witnessing. Invitation is not witnessing. He sat me down and taught me. And I said, so I've wasted all these years thinking I'm a witness. Who is a witness in the court of law? One who has seen something. One who has heard something. One who has taught something. The things which we have seen. The things which we have heard. The things which our hands have handled of the word of life. Do we communicate to you? Not the things we preach. The things we have heard. The things we have touched. The things our hands have handled. No wonder nobody could stop them. Even when they beat them, they rejoiced. Because they saw something. In Acts chapter 3, they looked at the man and the beautiful gate and said, silver and gold we do not have, but we know what we have. Such as we have, we give. That it takes a... Now, one person was speaking, but was speaking for two. They have so passed through the crucible of discipleship. They have heard these things. They have handled these things. They have touched these things. They have done practicals. Do you know, before Moses went to Pharaoh, he was first a witness. God sat him down, told him, drop that rod. He saw the rod become snake. He said, this is how to do it. So when he went before Pharaoh, it was just a thing of the duplication of the examples. It's time for a generation to return back to hearing, to seeing, and to handling. How would we take our city? How would we take our nation? How would we take our generation? How would we, oh my God, if we are truly witnesses? 5 years ago, the Lord told me, he said, now, if you say it now, you may get into a lot of trouble because not many would understand. He said, but we have left the days of flyer. We have entered the days of fire. You don't need publicity where fire is burning. People self-invite themselves. Nobody had to tell me to sit down to watch Wafbeck when I had a first taste. Maybe our approach will change when we become witnesses. Because it will not be about who is on the billboard. It will not be about who is coming. I heard Pastor Kwaju say something. There are people that are not known, but that are known of him. Some of the people we know, including some of us, may still be at the... God say, okay, we are still testing you. There are people God confides in. This is what I want to do. What do you think? And they don't have names. They may not have titles. He entrusts nations to them. Witnessing is one of those priorities of the Spirit. Now, everything I've said, 1 to 7, is wind. You, the one writing, you are the ego. Your faith is the wing. Now, this wind may look turbulent, but it's for your flight. There are things the Holy Ghost will tell you that will be hard, they will be tough. There are people who may tell you don't relate with anymore. It may be tough. There are people who may tell you join yourself to that chariot. It may be tough. I've gone through the book of the Acts of the Apostles and I keep asking myself, what did these people know that made Christianity so attractive? When the day of Pentecost was fully come.
That day fully came from the upper room, the hiding place.
When that day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. Even though they had that time of intimacy and fellowship, and something had happened to their person, their nature, their DNA, because as we behold him as in a glass, we are changed. So obviously they were changed into the same image. I just heard him. Even with the image, they still needed the wind. They were changed into the same image from glory to glory, but not without the wind. When the wind came, the eagle nature got excited. And the man who couldn't face a young girl became one of the strangest orators of a message without note. Quoted from early scriptures to what Jesus taught them. Without fear. When the wind came, a skilled administrator became a rugged and unstoppable evangelist in the person of Stephen. How are you being stoned and you are looking up to heaven, repeating the same words like Jesus did? Do not lay it upon their charge. The heavens open.
Take all the things we are learning about faith, the wings. Take all the things we have heard and we still continue to hear about your nature, the eagle itself. Add the Holy Ghost. There is what the Holy Ghost will do on something that looks simple. There is what the Holy Ghost will do with a life that no one expects to be.
Just allow the wind.
And so beyond it, this is the little portion God has asked to share tonight. But I'm introducing you. The wind is blowing. Oh.
The wind is blowing.
And I didn't come here to tell you or forecast the wind. I came here to set my sails.
For my own flight.
There are many of us telling people what is happening that hasn't yet happened to us.
The wind. These are the things that the Spirit is speaking expressly to the church. And to a generation like my own. He that hath ears, let him or her hear. Some will mock. It's okay. The wind is not for them. Because in the first place, we don't need to fly together. The king of the air, not the kings of the air. If one person takes off and soars from Wafbeck 2025, it's enough confirmation that the wind blew. It's not the crowd that takes off. It will be great for all of us to take off. But if one person, then the wind blew.
Great fathers have stepped here, will continue to step here. Please, let every instruction go beyond notes. Let the instructions we receive from them go into action. I personally don't know of a better place to be and a better way to begin a year that is so crucial. I'm speaking to some of you and you know I'm speaking your language. Because these are things the Lord has been dealing with you. There are things if you miss in 2025, it may take mercy. only mercy for you to stay catch. Only, I tell you, I heard Pastor Quadro say, 2020 made many. We were all in hiding, but what were we doing in hiding? 2025 is that year. I can tell you this. 2025 is that year. Let me give you a scriptural language. This is that which was spoken, that in the last days. Don't wait for someone to recognize you. Don't wait for another to appreciate you. Don't even wait for an applause. Make sure you are ready when the wind blows in your direction. Rise on your feet. I honor so greatly the place I'm in. The message may be short, but I know the night has many things God has in store for us. Holy Spirit, I desire koinonia. Lift your voice if you can, and let's pray just a few minutes. Holy Spirit. Karadaya Savaladia. Sharadabaya. Oh, la toli ve fece feri abaya. Can we just pray some more? If you can, just 2 minutes, please. The priorities of the Spirit is the wind. Oh, come on. Oh, wind of the Lord. My nature is set. The eagle DNA is in me. My wings are set. I've been fed on the word of faith. Now, O wind, blow in my direction. Please lift your voice. Kelusafenimenae kotebadaya. Give me access back to my secret place. Oh, when the wind meets the wings. Oh, let us have the Madaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pastor, thank you so much. We deeply appreciate you.